Not too long ago, I was talking with some middle school children, students, at a vacancy where I'm serving right now. And they're rather unfamiliar with Jesus. They're just kind of learning about Jesus. And so we were kind of reviewing, you know, starting with Luke, and then the Acts, kind of keep the same author. The story about Jesus, God incarnate, God in the flesh, the birth at Bethlehem. We're coming up, of course, Advent and Christmas, and then, of course, through the Passion, which is what was just read, part of it. And, of course, one of the young ladies there said, you know, Pastor Weiss, this would really kind of make a really nifty movie. Well, it's kind of been that, done that already, that some movies have been made about this. I mean, this kind of story, yeah, it has all of the makings of a Hollywood movie, to be sure. I mean, let's face it. You got the cops to get their man, wrongfully accused, but they set him up in this kangaroo court. The ends justify the means. They have these trumped-up charges, and the masses are out there with the pollsters walking through the masses, you know, and they're yelling, crucify him, crucify him, and they've already got their poll done. And so now we have Pilate, who is sort of governing by pollsters, and he says, I can't find anything wrong with this man, but, okay, to be political correct, of course, let's face it, that's where it was born. To be politically correct, okay, fine. I'm going to keep him and release another person who has been convicted of, murder and insurrection. But that's what you want. Hey, that's what you're going to get. I mean, this is the greatest happiness principle now. Let's do things to keep people happy. And so we have all of this going on. We have all the emotions, we have all the blood, we have all the gore, the bad guys, the tearful mother, and the close friend, and the ever-present, arrogant, and haughty, self-righteous picketers who were standing outside there watching Christ die on that cross. While he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. And if you're the King of the Jews, save yourself. And all of this is wrapped up into one nice, neat package. And, of course, the bookies are present. They're casting lots for the garments of Jesus Christ. And so you can't escape the Hollywood scenario, the Las Vegas mentality that many people place on what is happening at the cross. Not just the foot of the cross. The whole cross is there, and Christ is hanging on it. And so they miss the message as usual. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. This is lost in the sadistic sadism of the self-righteous crowd and the attitude that they have. You see, the world, as you are well aware, there is just much more than to what is going on in a Hollywood movie or how the world wants to sort of twist and turn and depict the crucifixion of Jesus Christ so that they kind of always get into the good guy, the bad guy kind of a thing. And it is important at the end of this church year and the beginning of Advent and soon the celebration of the birth of God incarnate, it is fitting for us to know that the world, even though they're trying to silence God in the flesh, they haven't succeeded. They haven't succeeded. Now, there have been books that are written, well, it's going to stop. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. It's just not going to keep on going. But God in Christ will never, never, never be silenced. The one whom we proclaim as God incarnate, without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there is no forgiveness of sins. So in spite of the current thrust that we've been seeing in the news, the newspapers, the magazines, the TV, and all the media about this thrust of atheism, the growth of atheism in this country and throughout the world, and of course, the universal God of all people, pick God. What? We're all going to the same place. I don't think so. And then the ongoing attempt to closet the Christ Mass. It is about being religious without being Christian, kind of a movement. I mean, that's what you see. You see the word religion. Are you religious? What does that mean to you? I'm a Christian. I'm dependent on God and Christ. He has made me. He has redeemed me. He sanctifies me. And many before and during and after Jesus' time, they have tried to muzzle the Lord of Sabaoth, but they have not and they will not succeed. And surely that tells you what is going on Golgotha, the skull. But yet there is Satan. He's the one behind the scenes. He's painting these beautiful pictures for all people, getting to the landscape for the whole world to see that God is dead. Jesus is dead. He was put into the tomb and all this stuff on the resurrection. This is all trumped up. It's just kind of like a fairy tale. I mean, yeah, maybe he was a great prophet and maybe he's kind of like, somebody that tells us how to live a good life and, you know, love your neighbors and all of this kind of stuff. But let's face it, if he was really God in the flesh, why would God put his son through all of this torment and torture and ridicule and being whipped and spit on and cursed and people gambling for his clothes and giving sour wine and all? Why would he put him through all of this? To the people out there, of course, and to us, yeah, it just doesn't kind of make sense to a lot of people. I mean, why put him through all of this? If he is indeed God in Christ. I mean, for the sake of us poor, miserable human sinners who continue, according to the old Adam and the old sinful flesh, to spurn God and kind of do what we want to do, kind of live our own life. I mean, so we have a person that is wrongfully convicted. So what? I mean, and he's executed. So what? Those who want to portray Jesus as just another historical character, like so many other, or a person, as he has been, made Newsweek as one of the most influential people in all times, or shows how to, as we have said, live this good life by loving our fellow man and turning the other cheek. They have missed the message. They have missed the mark. They have missed the means of grace. God in Christ is not silenced, and he will not be silenced, even in his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. In our poor, miserable, sinful lives, the Christ sees the darkness in our hearts, and the sin that so easily entangles us in Satan's webs of half-truths, internet pornography, the clicks that we have to build up ourselves and tear down other people, elective abortion, hate the sin but love the sinner, nonsensical phrases like that, self-fulfillment, thinking in your heart and your mind and wondering and saying to each other, how did that seminarian or that deaconess get into this place? Why, I'm glad I'm not like them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Now that's the message from the cross that rings from the cradle to the grave for all Christians. Today, you will be with me in paradise. In God's word, you see, all of this connects. It all connects because he is the author and the perfecter of your faith and my faith. By faith that comes from hearing and hearing from the gospel of Christ, of Calvary and the empty tomb, we have our hope. He sustains us. He preserves us. He forgives us. He gives us that grace. This is a great story. It is a great story. Sometimes baffling when you're in church and you're starting to read this and parishioners say, what are they reading this for? Isn't this about Easter? It all connects. It's all about Jesus Christ. This is a great story to be read as we enter Advent and the Christmas season. As you have heard it said before, you can't have one without the other. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Today, you will be with me in paradise. He who says he is what he is, he does what he says he's going to do in the past, the present, and the future. For you and me, this is a story of God's grace in Jesus Christ that has a blessed ending on this earth and continues in heaven for an eternity. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.